Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and today we're going to talk about the manosphere continuing to grow. This is a video that I've done about once a year or so, and I like to talk about how the manosphere and is permeating culture today. It's not only is it getting into memes, it's getting into news articles, it's getting into marriage statistics, it's getting into everything. And Tim Pool recently talked to Fresh and Fit from Miami, and that's Myron Gaines and Fresh Prince CEO. They have their channel Fresh and Fit, and I gotta be honest, they went from like 30,000 subs or 50,000 subs when I visited them a couple months ago. They're up over 300,000 subs. They're going to eclipse my channel probably this month, and good for them. They interview a lot of party girls and club girls, and they get a lot of takes on their feminist views, and it's an interesting channel. I don't watch it every single night because most of it's the same, and it's stuff I know, and most of the women kind of say the same stuff. When I went on the channel, the women were actually kind of normal, and I didn't get to have that really hot take and get to kind of tear up on some crazy women. The ones I with were all foreign though, so maybe their values were different. So let me get recording here, and then we're gonna go over some stuff. But the manosphere is continuing to grow, and I think that is a great sign. You know, Tim Pool here, a lot of you may not know him. He mostly covers American politics. He's got 1.3 million viewers or subscribers on one of his channels. On another channel, he's got over 1 million subscribers. He does Timcast IRL, which is in real life. He has over 1 million subscribers there. So this guy has 3 or 4 million subscribers on YouTube, which is really hefty. I mean, and he gets, I think, 150 million views every month. That's more than my channel's had in a couple of years. So I wanted to talk about this because the movement is still growing. And I think it's important because it shows that this isn't going away, that slowly over time, as younger men grow up, a lot of us guys had to go through hard times. A lot of us guys had to go through the pain of maybe a divorce or a bad relationship to learn some lessons out of it. And when I was taught by my father about women, it was, hey, grow up, be a good, strong man, be a provider, be good to her, and she'll be good to you. Well, we find out that's not exactly the truth now, is it? But because of the mistakes and the problems and everything that the older generation like myself has gone through, we can help you younger people, or you guys that are maybe thinking, hey, I'm not married yet, but it's something I want. Maybe you can learn from this. So it's getting much more popular. First, again, I'm going to mention this every video, so get used to it, but I'll keep it short. Betterbachelor.locals.com. That's where I'm going to be starting to put my most interesting videos that YouTube will not allow me to do. Like I said, they already got me for just putting a link to an insider.com article about OnlyFans. They gave my channel a bang for that. So I have to be very careful about what I talk about. So as you can see from the title card here that I've got on a video, I haven't recorded this one yet. It's going to be going out either tonight or tomorrow on my betterbachelor.locals.com. Men are even better than women at being women. And this is a story about a man who transitioned and became a woman. And I think he ran for, let me look here on the link. Yeah, Miss Nevada. And she won. And so now women wanted to, the left movements and everything are saying, hey, you know, this is something we support. Well, now because of social pressure to be very supportive, I have the feeling that this woman will probably win. And I know a lot of you say may disagree with the words that I use and what I'm talking about. But again, I have to talk a certain way for YouTube. And then over on my betterbachelors.locals.com, I can express my other feelings on the topic, which I will be doing over there. So join me over there. If you're a supporter, you get to see all my work over there. There's monthly, there's yearly. I'd really appreciate it if you hopped over. Okay. First, some losses. We're going to talk about some losses. This is from Peter Cullen on a post or a comment on a YouTube video. He says, my ex-wife told me after 29 years of marriage, she wanted to find herself. And she also said that she should have done more while she was single. Well, now she's 57 years old, been remarried and divorced again, is deep in debt. My adult children tells me she now cries a lot and says she should have stayed with me. As for me, I retired to live in Southeast Asia. I live near a beach and never been happier. I can tell you as a 57-year-old guy, or if he's around her age and he's living in Southeast Asia. I have a feeling he's probably dating 20 somethings in Southeast Asia. I know at 48, I don't think I ever got a match on a dating app that was over the age of 28 or 30. As a 48-year-old, the younger women like older men there, and that's kind of how it is. So I'm sure he's doing quite well. But the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because, you know, a lot of times guys will say, find yourself a good woman. Find a woman that hasn't been around the block, that hasn't had a ton of partners, someone you can find reliable, and you're good to go. The problem is, you can see here, after 30 years, it's like, well, I feel like I'm missing out, and some of her friends may be single or divorced, and they're out having fun. And when I mean fun, I mean probably casually hooking up with gym partners or out at the bars or whatever. They feel like they miss out, they leave, and then they realize things don't turn out quite as well as they liked. Okay, this is from I can't even read his name. It's a rooster jokes, we'll call it, a male rooster jokes. This is on Twitter. My wife left me for another man. He says, all that lies ahead of me now is a miserable, pointless life with self-deletion seemingly the only way out. And while he's going through that, I'll be in the pub with my mates every night. Something that I think is important is that when bad things happen to you, instead of being angry, I mean, you're probably going to be angry, but get past the anger, move on, and understand that a life well lived is a life of good revenge. And that way you can go out and live your best life, have a good time. And when I still had my ex's, my ex-wife's, when I had her, when I was still on Facebook and on social media, which I haven't been on for years and years and years now, within probably 5 or 6 years, I remember looking at her Facebook. Man, she had gained weight. She kind of didn't look like she was going so well. In the meantime, I was running ultra marathons and going to the CrossFit gyms and getting myself in good shape. So I think I ended up better on that one. All right, next one. This is again from Twitter. I remember when I was dating this rich guy and he asked me out of the blue if I could date a struggling guy. My reply was no, due to certain personal reasons. Doesn't matter what the certain personal reasons were. It's always, would a woman date a struggling guy? The answer is going to be no. She said, this guy then looked me in the eyes and said, do you know to me that you're the struggling guy? Exactly right. Exactly right. When they date up and they want Mr. Powerful and Mr. Successful and Mr. Rich, but they're not doing so well, they don't realize that he's the one that's dating down. They think for some reason, because of their looks or their attitude, that he's actually lucky to have her. They never understand that. All right, and then last one here. This is just a meme here, and it shows the big breasticled character, an e-web character. She says, I know what I'm worth, and I expect a man to realize that. And the dude, Chad Bro, saying, according to the link in your bio, you're worth $5.99 a month. Women don't understand that when they put themselves out as a commodity, and that is my new word. I've caught it, and it's kind of stuck for me the three last videos. When you market yourself as a commodity, ladies, don't be surprised when you are used and then discarded like an item, because that's how you're marketing yourself. All right, I don't really have any articles to read or anything about this, but as you can see here, this is a Fresh CEO and Myron Gaines from Fresh and Fit podcast. They're exploding, they're growing. I will admit I'm a little jealous they got to go on Tim Pool's podcast, because I'm a big fan of Tim Pool. I would have liked to have been on his show, because I feel like I have a lot to talk about. But these guys hit all the main topics that we talk about, which is the entitlement of women, the lack of value that many of them bring to the table, that they don't cook anymore, they don't clean, they don't bring any traditional values. They just show up with a wet vagine and some attitude and maybe some makeup, and they say, hey, here I am, you're lucky to have me. You know, I think when I was on their podcast, they brought up a lot of points that I agree with. The only disagreement, and it's not even a disagreement, the only thing is at the end of everything that I say versus everything they say is at the left, they take a sharp left and they say, okay, and so because of this, this is how we recommend to date, and that you want to do it, you know, instead of on dating apps, you want to do it on Instagram or on social media. At the end of mine, I say, and this is why you don't really need to try to focus on relationships, focus on yourself, get off social media. Don't worry about validating yourself or trying to make yourself look amazing for these women, because in the end you may be putting out a false sense of or a false self, or you may be bragging, or you may be, you're putting a lot of energy into marketing. And again, there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want. These guys say, hey, we're going to teach you how to market it, and but here's why you need to market yourself, and here's why you don't get married, and here's why you just go out and have fun and pump and dump and do that kind of thing. And a lot of that message is the same, except for me, again, at the end of it, I just say, well, this is why I say most of the time, it's probably not worth your effort or your time. So the reason why this is important is because, you know, these, I think Fresh Prince CEO has like 100,000 followers on Instagram. I don't know how many Myron has, but it's probably 10 or 20,000. I've got 10,000 followers almost on Instagram. You can follow me at the_unknown_adventure. I put all my travels. I don't talk about men's issues. I just put travel photos and adventures on there. And that's kind of the way I want to keep that. But I've got 10,000 followers just about on Instagram. Tim Pool is all over the place with 150 million views, I think, across all his channels every month on YouTube. And he talks about red pill stuff. He brings these guys on, and he didn't have any disagreement. He was agreeing with everything that Fresh Prince CEO and Myron were talking about. And that's very, very important. You know, you look at these two guys' channels. I think when I was on there, I forget when I was on, January maybe, maybe it was February. I think they had 30 or 50,000 subs. Now they're over 300,000 subs. By the end of this month, because of my travels and I'm not putting out as many videos, my subs have dropped to where I'm maybe gaining 3 or 4,000 a month. These guys are getting 30, 40, 50,000 subs a month. And I think that's great. Do I mind my channel getting blown past by these guys? Not at all. Because we're all putting out the same message. We may do it in different ways. You may not agree with all the ways that we put out our message or what the, you know, the final result is, whether it's dating or being single or finding your own way. But if you look at Rollo Tomasi and Entrepreneurs in Cars and Coach Greg Adams, and you, Donovan Sharp, even if you disagree with some of their messages or the way they put it out, the end result is we're teaching men about how to be better men, how not to get gamed, how not to get played. Is it working all the time? No, because there's still millions of subscribers. I think 130 million men on OnlyFans. And, you know, for me, hey, again, you know, what's the difference between staying as a single guy and going out and hiring a professional? Or you saying, you know what, instead of having Netflix or supporting Joker on betterbachelor.locals.com, instead of doing that, I'm going to give this e-girl $5 or $7 a month because I think I really like the way she looks and she puts her stuff online, and I'm going to subscribe to OnlyFans. At the end of the day, it's really not. I guess I'd rather have a dude get into the thirst trap and simping on OnlyFans and giving some money there than I would want that guy to date a woman, give up his life, give up his goals, give up where he's going in life to and ruin his own life just to simply sleep with or date a woman only to have her find somebody else or bail out on him. So as long as these options are, at the end of the day, that men are being smart in dating, men are watching their resources, men understand their value, some men decide to go their own way, it's really taking off. And these fails that I showed, you know, before I get to the main topic that I talk about, which is this article or this picture, the main win is that memes are coming out. You know, now when I'm on 9gag, now when I'm on various other forums, the explosion of the red pill and of manosphere and of the message is growing so quickly and so rapidly. And while that's good as a content creator, because it means I get, you know, more views and more subs and things like that, what's more important is that men are learning. Now, once enough men learn, I think there's already enough men that have started to learn that it's making a dent in the market. There are now the where all the good men at, and at 30 or 35, men still want to sleep with me, but they don't want to date me. And I thought I was doing the right thing by leaving my man, because, you know, I was pretty and getting all this attention, but now I don't get the attention anymore and I wish I stayed with my guy. All these stories, all these news articles, all these memes, all these videos is just taking off. And I think that's an absolutely great thing, because ultimately that means men win in one of three ways. And here's those three ways. Number one, my personal favorite, men stop focusing on dating. Dating is fine. You can make it a secondary pastime. You can make it a hobby. You can make it something casual, but focus on you, your health, your gains in the gym, your financial prospects, your retirement, your home, your bettering yourself. That is first and foremost in kind of going your own way. And again, some guys go in their own way, end up dating, some don't. Some end up being pretty red-pilled and end up even getting married, like I think Rolla Tomasi's married. That's one way to do it. The second way, turn out like fresh and fit, where you say, look, we know all these games. The only difference is we're going to game the women back. We're going to take our knowledge and spin it right back at them and use their thirst traps or their thirst to put them in their own thirst trap to where now we can date them. Now we have access to them and dating them and getting them in the bedroom. And the third way is men that say, you know what? I'm still going to date. I'm still going to get married. I still want a family. However, I'm going to look for the best options that I can, which means maybe getting married in another country where the laws are better supportive of men, maybe looking abroad for the long-term relationship or the girlfriend or the wife or something like that, or having their own set of very structured values so that when they do go out and they date and they get into the market, they know their own value and they're not going to get played. They're not going to necessarily play games with women, but they're not going to get played to where they get run through hoops and they get taken advantage of. And maybe that means they don't date as many, but it means that the relationships they get into are going to be higher quality and the women are going to be higher quality as well. So I think that this is another great moment in the red pill manosphere sports, where men are starting to win more and more. And men are winning by not losing, by not getting suckered in, by not being like myself, which was my father saying, hey, just be a good guy, be a good provider, don't cheat on her, give her a nice home, you know, make sure that she's comfortable and you will find yourself a good wife. Boy, you can, but again, needle in a needle stack. You know what? I think if I ever make a t-shirt or if I ever make a brand, it's just going to say bachelor, better bachelor, something like that. And then that's going to be the first phrase I put on there. Is either going to be shocking, which is going to be one of them. And the other one is going to be, don't waste your time looking for a needle in a needle stack. Because that is just always my go-to. All right, let's move on to the dating profile of the day. All right, this gal is 24. And she liked whoever took the screenshot, because at the top it says she liked you. However, it is her in a bikini holding on to a little one. So I don't know if it's her kid or not, but we'll find out. It says, I'm looking for the real deal. A man who makes six figures, cooks, cleans, and buys me flowers every week. I'm not a damsel in distress. I'm beautiful, well-educated, smart, successful, and funny. I'm a catch, but I'm picky. And I hate men. I chose to be a single mother. I love my baby, but no, you won't ever meet him until I have three carat diamond ring on my finger. Yes, I'll probably be single forever with this attitude, and no, I don't care. Then why do you have a dating app out there? You sound angry, bitter, entitled. Why bother putting a dating app out there? They can't help it. They need it for validation. They need it for attention. Let me read this again and break this down. She's 24, but she wants a man to make six figures. Most guys don't make it into six figures, even if they have a good degree, until they've been in the work world for 5 or 10 years. That means she's instantly looking for a guy in his 30s. This is why I tell many of you men in your 20s, when you're like, man, dating in your 20s is tough. It's really hard. I'm not having any success. Don't sweat it. Because when you're in your 30s, you can keep yourself in shape and you can still have good resources. All right. She says she wants him to cook, him to clean, and buy her flowers. Now she's wanting you to do what's traditionally a woman's work. So not only do you have to work six figures, which usually means you're putting in, I mean, when I was making six figures, I was working 70 and 80 hour work weeks. I was in ass and seat by 7 a.m., 8 a.m., and I didn't get home till 6, 7, sometimes 8 p.m., and I was working on weekends. You do that, I'm sorry, but bitch, I'm not cleaning, and I am not the one that's gonna be cooking. What are you bringing? Now, and the flowers every week? Okay, but again, what are you giving me every night? That's the difference. She says, I'm not a damsel in distress. Then why do you need him to make six figures? She says, I'm beautiful. You were born with that. And that may be questionable. I don't have a picture of her face. But that's subjective. And that beauty will fade. However, his six figures will not fade. That'll only grow in time. She's well educated. Don't care. As a man who's dating a woman, having her really well educated, it doesn't matter. Because most of that's indoctrination in the colleges anyway. She's smart, says who? Because just because you're well educated and maybe have a gender studies degree doesn't mean you're smart. A degree does not equal smartness. Some of the most brilliant and smartest people I know never stepped foot in a college. As a matter of fact, they'd say you're smarter if you didn't go to college. She says she's successful. Again, doesn't matter because none of your money is ever going to be used on the guy. The guy is the one that has to spend the resources. Women never say, hey, you know what? I'm rich and you're not, so I got this. I'll pay the bills. I'll buy this. I'll support you. Women don't do that. So her being successful doesn't matter. And she's funny. Yeah, you really sound funny with this dating profile. But I'm a catch, but I'm picky and I hate men. Good luck to you, lady. You know, here's the thing. If you want to come across and say, I hate men, do you know what kind of men you're going to get? You're going to get the guy that says, you know what? I hate women too. But you know what? You're good looking enough that I'll hit it and quit it. I'll screw, I'll nut, I'll bolt, I'll use you. And then when you say, well, but what about my feelings and what about me? Guy's going to say, look, you said you hated men. I hate women. I just used you. Peace out. And then the woman's going to be, oh, all men are pigs. Again, not realizing that she's only trying to hook up with the top 10% of men that are going to use her and dump her. And this is why dating apps are dead and why I say, look, if you're going to play the game, be smart about it, but also understand a lot of it could be a waste of time. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my other videos, my older stuff. I've got, 300-400 videos out there. If you haven't seen those, check them out. And jump over to betterbachelor.locals.com. Again, my spiciest, most interesting stuff where I can talk and curse like a sailor and get into topics that are really kind of out there, that's where they're going because YouTube just won't let it happen. They're going to knock me off the platform eventually. I'm going to stay here as long as I can, but it just means I got to be a little bit more careful. So just remember that.